on the radio.
When someone drives up to your house, generally the first thing they see is your driveway, your invitation. Someday when you sell your home, your driveway will be the first to speak for how well you've maintained this investment. Hi, this is Tom Latham with Penny Earned in Concrete Technologies. Call us today for all of your concrete needs, your driveway and your swimming pool, as well as complete outdoor living areas, fire pits, fireplaces, stamped and patterned patios, retainer walls, and drainage systems to complete the outdoor living area. Our team's been together for many years, and our goal is to be the best. We have ideas to share and hundreds of pictures on Facebook posted for your viewing. For years, you've seen our trucks in your streets and our signs in your neighbor's yards. Isn't it time you called 334-284-9292? And do follow us on Facebook for hundreds of pictures of current and past projects. Call Penny Earn today, 334-284-9292. 334-284-9292.
Penny Earn Concrete, beautiful changes.
47 years and still running strong, Ward's Yamaha, Suzuki, Kawasaki, Polaris, Honda, and Can-Am is alive and well in Troy, Alabama. 47 years still running strong, whether it's wave runners or side-by-sides during the hunting season. You can count on Ward's Yamaha. See AJ, Troy, or Amber. They'll be glad to take care of business where you get service after the sale on 231 South in Troy.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Weather changes are fast approaching for tonight. I think we're generally dry through, let's say, the late night hours. Overnight low temperature down to about 63. Chance of a shower in the wee hours of the morning. And then showers and thunderstorms become likely on Tuesday, especially by Tuesday afternoon and Tuesday evening, with a high tomorrow around 81. And then mid-80s on Wednesday and Thursday, with scattered showers and thunderstorms from time to time, right on through the end of the week. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
We think it's real nice to have freedom of speech. Grateful for that right. No complaints about liberty. It's just sometimes exchanges online get me.
rooms, renting in all caps.
They're a douche, they're a douche. I will shortly unfollow.
But it's worth I'll fight him with my QWERTY typing keys.
You're an a-hole. You stupido.
You're a keyboard warrior.
Command me, bro.
Bro.
Now there's a tool boy posting his hate speech.
He's just a tool boy with insecurities. Can't wait to block all his misogyny.
Comet war is dying down. Have we let it go?
We will not know.
Cause now here come the trolls.
Have been trolls.
We will not.
Cause now here come the trolls.
Thirsty trolls.
We will not.
Cause now here come the trolls.
Stupid trolls.
Now here come the trolls.
Stupid trolls.
Now here come the trolls.
Now here come the trolls.
Trolls, 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 trolls.
Oh, I'll delete them, I'll delete them.
I'll delete them if they troll.
Mark Zuckerberg, make all of my friends out just like me.
Especially when it sounds just like me.
Clear the air lanes. Clear all air lanes for the big broadcast.
It is the big broadcast. Happy hour. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV. Some good news in the gloom today. I spent several hours looking for it, too. It's all coming up, including my April boom column.
And here they are.
Rosie Brock, Seth's follow experience in the house.
Please clap.
3:10, a couple of things real quick, and I can't wait to talk to Brandt around 5:10. Jake Quellen at 3:35.
Okay.
The market, the Dow finished up 1,600 points today. I'm thrilled. It's gained back about 30% of its losses now with some positive action in the last week or so. I'm not so sure what inspired that big surge today. But he'll explain it to us, and maybe there's more coming. Let's hope. And for all 23 registered baseball fans here in the River Region, sad news today. I hate it when a player I was old enough to watch and remember dies of old age. But that happened to Al Kaline, lifelong Detroit Tiger and Hall of Famer. Passed away at the age of 85 today. And we got our fingers crossed. Boris Johnson, who had tested positive for COVID, is in the IC unit in a hospital in England. We want everybody to survive this that gets it, but that is a bit disconcerting, among many other things today.
Pray for him.
So the market liked whatever heard today. And I hope what it's hearing is that there is a plan to reopen our country.
Oh, woohoo!
Look, this is, I'll be honest with you, while we're all taking a financial hit in this particular business, I got a place to go twice a day. And I have a wife who works, and she gets paid. So, but never what she's worth. Anyway, I am really, really worried about people who are staying at home, who don't know if there's a job to go back to, if the business they own or work for will survive this stay-at-home thing, and where things are going to be at when this... I got a note from a state worker today that said the Governor Ivey's stay-at-home thing is through April 27th. And a friend of mine who works for the state got a note today saying the report to work date has been changed to May 1st. I hope that's the case. I mean, we've got businesses that are jumping through every possible hoop to keep their doors open. We're doing everything we can, for those of you who can, to support them so they can come out on the other side ready to thrive again and get through this. But I don't think you can go much longer than that. When the president, not that the NFL is the be-all, end-all, he said he's optimistic that the NFL will play its season on time, which means if they do, there's a good chance college football can, and fans will be able to attend games. And even though Governor Newsom of California has thanked the president for his efforts, one of the few Democrats capable of being honest once in a while, he's not too sure that that's going to be the case out there. You know, it could be teams in markets like L.A., densely populated metro areas like New York, they may never play a game in that city this year. They may have to go somewhere else for a season. But I think it's really important for the national psyche to have that sports. I mean, when the big story in sports is the NBA is trying to get up a game of horse.
Oh,
really?
People are ready.
It'll get Super Bowl numbers. I mean, people need some. They're running out of Tiger King episodes, although we heard.
Ooh, we get a new one.
They may make one more of those today.
Did you watch any?
No, I haven't gotten around. I promised I would by today, and I'm not doing it for any particular reason. I just feel kind of overwhelmed. Just a little overwhelmed. Now, let me take this call from Vernon here, and we'll get the afternoon started.
Yes.
Hey.
Yes, Vernon.
How's it going? Hey, let me give a good hello to my friend Seth.
Hey, Vern. How you doing?
Who is apparently some kind of experience.
Yeah.
You know.
We agree.
For experiments or an exponential. Look, let me ask you a question. You mentioned Al
Kaline.
I'm not gonna say his name. The Detroit Tigers legend who died at 85.
Yes.
Is this an April Fool's joke?
No.
Did he die of acid?
Acid?
His name is Alkaline. I mean,
that's a dad joke.
I'm a dad, and I would not use that.
That was a joke in the
70s when they first started making alkaline batteries. But yeah, his first and last name kind of spell alkaline, yes. Diabetes.
That's punny.
He died from
the number one killer in America, old age.
Ooh. But you look good today, man.
Wait a minute.
Don't put those two phrases together.
No, you made it sound like I'm defying the Grim Reaper just by being here today.
You do look good. That white, man, it's nice on you. Good color, not too much
red.
Looks
like you've been out in the pool.
Yeah.
I haven't.
You're tanned.
The only real sun I got was out at Fitzpatrick.
Green.
I went to Fitzpatrick Greenhouses. Guess who pulls up at the same time?
Uh-huh. So did you plant some flowers this weekend?
I did. I repotted flowers. I did things I've never done before.
It's an experience. It's good, man. In a couple months, When they start growing, they look real pretty.
Oh, they already are.
They were already there.
Yeah, they're
beautiful.
Plants are big. They're huge. They're bigger and they cost less.
Yes.
Now, before you know it, you're going to be a regular Seth.
I used to have gardens. I've had like 4 or 5 gardens.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, we didn't know this about you.
Oh. Yeah. We're learning new things every day in the experience.
Vern and I went to high school together, and he was my roommate about 5 years ago.
Oh.
So, yeah.
Okay.
First-hand experience of all this.
Yes.
Well, it was real nice to hear from you, Vern.
Yeah, thanks for the call, man.
One day when Seth isn't here, call up and tell some stories, okay? Hey, we all have stories, man.
Oh, yeah, I've got plenty of them. You'd love them.
We all have stories.
Yeah, you'd love them, man.
I was a little concerned because so much stuff hit the fan. I mean, day to day with this entire Chinese communist virus, everything's changed on a daily basis. And I was starting to get worried that Boom wouldn't be able to publish in April. But it's out.
Good.
Sweet.
And I wrote my magazine column for April back on, I think, the 19th or the 20th. And the first line says, much of what you read here could be totally wrong by the time you read it. Then again, maybe not. And it's a clever harpoon of the classic one flew into a cuckoo's nest, which is kind of what we've seen happening. Fortunately, we've had no gubernatorial edicts or mayoral whatevers and did not see runs at any of the stores today. Can we stop with that crap now? Can we just stop?
Well, now that they're letting more than 10 people in a store, including big boxes at a time, it's eased up a little.
I think, hey, we're adults. I went to Food Outlet today after the morning show, and there was no trouble practicing social distancing because everybody's aware of it.
And they're totally down for doing it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I held a door for somebody earlier, and I got my arm as far as I could away, and then I let go, and I kind of ran, and he was cool with it. He kind of smiled about it, and I was like, yeah. And then I passed by somebody else, and I held my breath.
It's so funny. I was talking about Jack Ingram this morning, and there's some new additions, and they sold some cars. In the under 10 category, which is the one we focus on, although you can shop at any price range there. I noticed they had a 94 in the group, and it's a Chevy Caprice base, only 135,000 miles.
Wow.
Well, a friend of mine, and this is their business, so I don't want to make it public, sent me a note saying, that's the car our friends traded in to buy some. What happened to the call?
I don't know. I thought I saw it too, and then I looked at the phone and there was nothing there. So,
how do you like that? We are seeing phone calls. We're in the COVID zone. So anyway, I get a note back saying, yeah, they took really good care of it. So I can tell you that 94 Caprice, now that's one of the oldest cars I've seen. But if it qualified to make, to get into the Jack Ingram signature pre-owned lot, it's in beautiful condition. I can promise you that. I know the people that owned it, and they babied it. So if you're looking for wheels for a new driver or just a second set for the family, $4,800. Amazing.
That many miles and that old, that's going to be a good car.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is. That's, I know people who put 100,000 miles in a year on a car.
Mm-hmm.
That over, 26 years?
Ooh.
That car was baby.
I just drove it to church on Sunday.
So anyway, it's just another addition to the list of vehicles available under 10. The hot new number in this category, I've always loved the Mitsubishi product line. It's a 2017 Mitsubishi Lancers. Lancer LE Luxury Edition, $9,900. I have test driven Mitsubishis. I've never bought one, not for any other reason other than I was weighing it against something else. I wanted a little bit more. But that's new to the category, only 77,000 miles on that one. And some Nissan Altima sedans and other values, several under 5,000. I think there's three or four. Below 5,000. Nothing gets the Jack Ingram name on the back unless it's ready to deliver reliable driving miles. So shop with confidence. And yes, they're observing all the Corona protocols there and so forth. Don't have to worry about any of that. And you can start your shopping online, get a quote, get trade-in values, all that stuff before you ever have to visit them at 235 Northeastern Bypass. JackIngram.com. Next. I don't know.
Hey there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, and my team is ready to step up to the plate and save you some money with an Alabama Home Mortgage loan. I'm not talking about saving peanuts and Cracker Jacks. I'm talking about real money, folks. What are you waiting for? If you've struck out in the past, it's time to take another swing. Don't waste your time with the rookies. Call the big leagues who can save you big money. That's Alabama Home Mortgage. Pick up the phone right now and dial 567-4223. That's 567-4223. Alabama Home Mortgage will go to bat for you. Our All-Star team was ranked number one in Alabama for a reason, and that reason is you. You have trusted us with your mortgage needs. You've thrown us the ball. The bases are loaded, and we are ready to hit a grand slam. Whether you're looking to pay off credit card debt, finance higher education, or do home improvements, refinancing could be the answer. Wait no longer. Call your home team, Alabama Home Mortgage, today at 567-4223, or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com. Alabama Home Mortgage, because there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 372-378. Or equal housing lender.
I'm here with Pam. You can stop waving, Pam. We're on the radio. At WinCreekCasino.com, Pam can play online for free to earn rewards, and we're here to help her use those rewards at any of our locations. Like right now, Pam is getting out of making dinner by receiving a comped meal. And even though you can't see it, she's really excited about the whole thing. Isn't that right, Pam? Now she's giving us a thumbs up. Be like Pam and play for free online. Find your winning moment at WinCreekCasino.com.
Are you ready to invest in your future and work with a Southern brand you know and trust? Janie King, the king of clean, is in very high demand right now in this area. So we're looking for motivated, customer-oriented people who want to pursue the dream of working for themselves, but not by themselves. Go to JannieKingCleans.com now and see how our proven track record can help you become financially independent with a company that has been cleaning for over 30 years. That's JannieKingCleans.com.
Janie King, the king of clean.
Okay, Marcus commercial, take one.
With a Marcus by Goldman Sachs no penalty CD. Wait, there's a typo. A no penalty CD? That can't be right.
No, that's right. No penalties. All right, take two.
With a Marcus by Goldman Sachs no penalty CD, you get a fixed rate of 1.7%. 1.7%?
Let's just get through the script, okay? Take three.
With a Marcus by Goldman Sachs no penalty CD, you get a fixed rate of 1.7% on your money. There are no penalties if you withdraw your balance early. Come on, man. Even if you withdraw your balance early?
Look, if you're not going to read the script, I could just do it myself.
Okay, okay. With a Marcus by Goldman Sachs no penalty CD, you get a fixed rate of 1.7% for 7 months on your money. There are no penalties if you withdraw your balance early and you keep the interest you earned. Wow, really?
Yes.
Sign up for a no-penalty CD today. You can money with Marcus by Goldman Sachs. Learn more at Marcus.com.
$500 minimum balance required to earn stated annual percentage yield, which may change before account is funded. May withdraw full balance beginning 7 days after funding. Rates as of March 20th, 2020. Goldman Sachs Bank USA, member FDIC.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of the Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Those innocent marshmallow chicks, Peeps, consumed by millions each Easter, need your help. We're People for Evolving Peep Awareness, or PEEPA. The horrifying shrieks of a peep are not audible to the human ear, so we've slowed one down so you can hear their agony. That is the sound of a peep screaming as a child joyfully rips through its sugary skin into its marshmallowy flesh. For just the cost of a few jelly beans a day, you can help PEEPA save the peeps from a terrible fate. Hear them, but they need to hear you. Donate to PEEPA today.
Thank you.
Well, that was the wrong one.
Goodness.
I wanted to play the little peep song.
Yeah.
So
I'm
we'll get
a
to it
peep.
Later. It's Easter week, but you would never know it.
I've never liked peeps.
Me either.
Oh, ew.
Too much sugar.
Oh, man, it's the consistency.
All right, Vernon, I guess I disconnected Vernon before he made another point that he wanted to make. So the floor is yours, Vernon.
I disconnected myself on accident. Hey. All right. You mentioned I'm just wanted to talk about going to the grocery store. You mentioned going to what was that, the food outlet?
Food outlet, yeah.
And how were they, handling that? As far as like incoming and outgoing.
There was no need for monitoring that today because the number of people was under. Maintaining social distance was not a problem.
Right on. Because I went to, the Walmart in Millbrook, and they had, they specifically said that don't hop over the line because it's a state line. And I'm like, what is a state line?
In the front of the Walmart, they have this big, long, yellow line that goes down there, and you have to walk all the way to the other side of the store and then turn around and then come all the way back because they have this there just in case there's 1,000 people there.
Yeah.
So you can only go in one door, and you got to come out the other.
Yeah. Right.
Right. It's like being in a line at Six Flags, and the only thing you get is cat food when you leave.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah, they're probably talking about what the governor of the state mandated. You can only have so many people in the store at one time.
Oh yeah, they had the the clicker, like an umpire.
Right.
Yeah.
Like when you're playing Little League,
counting.
Clicking.
Counting them in and counting them out.
That's right. And a lot of stores did that to maintain, so that social distancing wouldn't be difficult inside the store. But most people are practicing that now.
Of course.
Being careful.
Of course.
All right, Vernon, I'm out of time.
Thanks, man.
We have a traffic report due here. Appreciate the call. And, of course, Millbrook and Prattville were not subject to the rules established by our mayor, which the state attorney general said were unenforceable. So Jay Quellen's going to join us at the end of this break. We'll see what's happening in her world. First, though, a look at the roads, Rich's forecast, and your local news. Thanks for tuning in, everybody.
Traffic is brought to you by Skipper Pools. Get pool repairs and renovations right now and have the coolest pool this summer. Call Skipper Pools at 356-0237. Skip the rest. Call the best. 356-0237.
Afternoon, Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We have some congestion and some construction work going on Southwest Boulevard between I-65 and South Court Street. Be advised that is there. Also on the East South Boulevard, a little congestion from Baptist over to the Troy Highway. Congestion on the Northeast Boulevard between Wears Ferry Road and the Wetumpka Highway. Other than that, we're looking pretty good. No accidents into us to pass along to you at this time. Are you tired of that dead-end job? You can change it all right now. Go to TrenumState.edu and enroll now. Trenum State, your new career and a brighter future just a click away. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
Hurt in a wreck that wasn't your fault? Get the tiger on your side with Stuart Vance. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
The safety and security of your family and property is on your mind now more than ever. For over 20 years, ProLink Security has been here for you. ProLink offers interactive security systems, including cameras, door locks, digital thermostats, and much more. Right now, if you call ProLink at 285-5833, you can take advantage of 3 months free monitoring with new activation and no contract. Call ProLink Security today, 334-285-5833. AESBL license number 475.
If you need a plumber, call a plumber. If you need an electrician, call an electrician. Now, if you need excellent service on your heating and air,
Call Mays Heating and Air 361-1895. Mays Heating and Air is locally owned and has been around for over 33 years. You can take advantage of Mays' lower overhead and lower prices. Trust your family's comfort and your biggest investment, your home, to Mays Heating and Air. Their work is guaranteed, and they'll be there when you need them. Mays Heating and Air offers smart financing with Alabama Power and Spire, including commercial replacements. If you've been shocked by an estimate from another dealer, then you'll want to call Mays Heating and Air for a free estimate. Play it safe. It's time to get your spring checkup. Right now, it's a real deal. Call Mays. It pays for heating and air service and new or replacement units. 361-1895. 361-1895. Or go to maysclimate@gmail.com. State Alabama license number 89388.
This is Dan Black with Dan Black Studios in Montgomery, and we've been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for about 2 years now, and I can't say enough good things about the folks here at Blue Water. It's outstanding. We've been in business for many, many years, and without a doubt, Blue Water Broadcasting Radio has absolutely been our best mode of advertising. I highly recommend it to any business owner that wants to grow their business.
Radio advertising is the only word of mouth you control. It adds credibility, creates emotional response, and attracts new customers. Find out how Blue Water Broadcasting can grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Daryl Hood. Alabama is entering its first full week of Governor Ivey's stay-at-home order. There are some exceptions, including performing essential activities like buying food or obtaining essential services, and going to work at a business deemed essential. The order is part of the governor's effort to limit the spread of coronavirus. Montgomery Fire Rescue says a man's body was recovered from a pond this morning. Montgomery police say the man was found dead in a pond in the 700 block of Charlie Brussell Place. Captain Regina Duckett says there were no signs of foul play, and it appears the man was fishing when he had a medical episode. Andalusia police continue to investigate a drive-by shooting. It happened Friday night on Packer Avenue. Police say shots were fired into a car and home. A woman and child were inside that home at the time, but were not injured. If you have any information, call Crime Stoppers at 215-STOP. I'm Daryl Hood. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. With all the coronavirus supplies needed across the entire United States, Wiley Sanders needs truck drivers immediately. Be home every weekend and two nights a week. Call 855-777-9785. Wiley Sanders needs you.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Weather changes are fast approaching for tonight. I think we're generally dry through, let's say, the late night hours. Overnight low temperature down to about 63. Chance of a shower in the wee hours of the morning. And then showers and thunderstorms become likely on Tuesday, especially by Tuesday afternoon and Tuesday evening, with a high tomorrow around 81. And then mid-80s on Wednesday and Thursday, with scattered showers and thunderstorms from time to time, right on through the end of the week. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Short wave. Take it down. Quick. What's it say? shut up.
All right, we have a traffic calamity.
Yes, listener called in an overturned truck, I-85 to I-65 on-ramp. There's no through there. Going southbound.
Going southbound.
Yeah, no getting through. Take Day Street or some other way because you cannot get through there. Traffic is blocked.
All right. We'll keep an eye on that. Anybody with additional information, feel free to call us.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Coffee break, 'cause now I sit and drink wine all day.
restore a sense of normalcy to this Monday?
Jaqueline.
That's the answer I was looking for, and she's on line one. Jaqueline Tomlinson from Duncan Tomlinson, Attorneys at Law. And what's happening in your world today?
I am honestly searching for breadcrumbs in my pantry. That is my normal right now, you guys. We have hit an all-time low. What are you guys doing?
Do you use regular or Italian breadcrumbs?
Italian. I'm not a savage. What kind of ship do you think I run here?
Not even 30 seconds. You made us laugh out loud. We appreciate it.
You guys, I have done so many things today. So not only have I worked, I've had two consultations. Mm-hmm. We found a 15-foot sprinkler that we hook up to the hose that Steven gets to run through.
Oh, yay.
So that's like 30 seconds of joy right there. He's enjoying that as we speak.
Cool.
I made homemade spaghetti sauce this morning.
Oh. Wow.
I know.
Gotta
so that's
Italian.
Why I'm looking for. I'm looking for the breadcrumbs because I'm going to make homemade meatballs for dinner.
Got to have breadcrumbs for that.
I know. So, oh, found them.
Yay!
Yeah, so.
I've been in her kitchen.
Guys.
And her kitchen is so buttoned down and organized.
We got to know where stuff is, man.
In my head, I picture there's an island.
There is an island.
Yeah, there is an island.
There is an island, and my microwave is in the island because I didn't want it above my stove.
Hmm.
I know, so it's weird. I bet you didn't notice that, Greg. Now you'll look for it next time you're here. You'll be like, where's the microwave?
I'll be
so
there
how's
for,
y'all's day going?
For three Tyrannosaurus Rex. Well, one of my favorite old baseball players died today.
Oh, I'm
but
sorry.
The market went up 1,600 points, so...
Hey, I'll take it.
Yeah, that's good.
I mean, that's not a trade-off or anything, but,
no,
you know.
Of course not.
I'll take the good news.
But here's, I think, the most interesting story of the day. In fact, I should make it... Do you mind if I sneak a quick sponsorship in here?
I don't care.
Because this is worth it.
Mr. Electric presents the most electrifying story of the day. For service, installation, and upfront pricing, call Mr. Electric at 245-1566. Here with today's high voltage news, it's Greg Budell.
All right, we all remember last year when the governor of Virginia was confronted with the fact that he had posed for a yearbook picture in blackface.
Right.
And somehow, maybe it's because he has that magical D next to his name, he's still the governor of Virginia. Today, this bonehead gets up in front of at a press conference to model the latest in masks for the coronavirus. And guess what color his was?
Stop. No.
Yeah.
Oh.
I mean,
demonstrating
a lack of self-awareness that is beyond calculation.
Wow. I call for his immediate resignation.
I will let him know. It's been called for.
Oh, yeah,
isn't
man.
That, I mean, that's just mind-boggling.
Oblivious.
Speaking of face masks.
I haven't even seen a black face mask until I saw it on him.
Well, apparently it's a thing now. Apparently it's a thing.
Yeah.
But I did read a story today from the USA Today about how Trump is totally not to blame for the lack of face masks. Have you guys seen this story yet?
I've not seen that one.
No.
I've been all over watching everything.
Yeah.
That's why I come in here depressed every day.
So they're sitting here like trying to put the blame on Trump, and Trump got rid of the pandemic task force and all this stuff and blah, blah, blah. Nay. It actually is coming out that the Obama administration failed to keep the production of these masks when they had all of those horrible things that happened during the Obama administration. They basically used the entire surplus and then didn't create mass production of them to refill what they had used. So it's not his fault.
No.
Throwing that out there. Not that you think it is, but I mean, there's actual USA Today article about how all of the reasons, it like lays it out, like all of the things that happened during the Obama administration, from the hurricanes and SARS and everything else and the wildfires and all of these things that, you know, used up all of our resources that just were not a priority during their administration.
Did Obama have a SARS czar?
I think he was the SARS guy. Yeah, the SARS, the SARS.
That one, yeah.
Yeah.
He was the H1N1.
I mean, he wasn't a czar. I mean, he thought he was, but the czar.
I just love those cute communist nicknames you give people that you appoint to political office. Oh, there's Chris Wallace. Somebody throw a sheet over the TV set so I don't have to look at his puss. What a disgusting human being he is. And more fraud from CBS Network today. That heart-wrenching video of an ICU nurse crying over poor working conditions turns out to be a fake.
And all of the media, all of the news coverage they're showing from inside the hospitals that are Italian hospitals, not American.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
It's just...
So in our world, like in the legal world, right? Like, you can't lie.
Right.
You can say things in a way that are advantageous for your client. You can skew things in a way that don't sound as bad,
mm-hmm.
you know? But you can't outright lie. I don't understand why the media is not held to the same standard. I'm not gathering that. Like, this should be illegal. Like, there should be charges brought against people for inciting fear. It's ludicrous. It's crazy to me.
I don't understand it. I know that there is an agenda attached to this. Who's behind it? Is it Bill Gates? I mean, I've read all kinds of conspiratorial stories.
Well, how come nobody's talking about the guy in Harvard that got arrested with the Chinese nationals? Like, that is...
But that has been
nowhere on mainstream media. I've seen it floating around here and there with some of the smaller news sources, kind of independent. But nobody, I mean, he was arrested and charges were brought against him. What happened with that? Like, where's that story?
It's just, they got to get the latest, scary video on, the latest death that fits the narrative.
Well, and that's what kills me. Greg, have you seen this as well? So the death count. Then if those people, when they're putting the death count for, you know, who's dying when, they're not all COVID cases. It's basically anybody that's dying during this time period, they're saying, you know, total death. Not cool, media. Like, not cool.
No, especially when it's involved, with comorbidity where there are other issues where somebody was vulnerable to this as they would be with any serious flu.
Right, like the flu or a cold, or you have a compromised immune system and, like, you are just, unfortunately,
vulnerable.
You're susceptible to something like this.
Yeah.
Get the real numbers out there.
Another listener today brought up the fact, and we've discussed this on the show, that we're getting the total number of cases, the total number of people tested. And right now in Alabama, about one of every eight people that's tested actually has this. We know that this started 3 weeks ago today. The counter was launched 3 weeks ago today. We have no number telling us how many people are cured, how many people were hospitalized.
Like walking home. Or walking out of the hospital, going home.
And going home, yeah. Those numbers just don't seem to be available, and I think that skews this in a way that does not need to happen. We need to know the whole picture, that what we're getting is incomplete information.
Well, and I think that they're having to keep it scarier and scarier, because after a while, the fear factor starts to wear off. People are like, oh, okay. Like, you know, now all of a sudden this week it's like, going to be 9/11 Pearl Harbor numbers. And you're like, what?
Yeah, what?
Like, how do you know that?
First of all, Pearl Harbor and 9/11 have nothing in common with what's happening right now. We were attacked by people that hate us on two occasions, and a lot of our citizens got killed, ambushed, surprise attack. This is no surprise.
But not to sound like a crazy conspiracy, but how do we know that we weren't attacked by an enemy?
That's the thing, especially with that story about the Harvard guy and his connections to China, who was arrested.
I want to know more.
Story up here. Harvard prof arrested China. Let's see what comes up on this.
Because it's an old story. It's from the beginning of March.
Actually, this one is dated January 28th, just before the president mentioned the coronavirus and the Chinese travel ban, the Department of Justice.
Really? See, the one I saw was from March. So which one do you see?
This is dated Tuesday, January 28th from justice.gov. Hmm. And the department announced today that the chair of Harvard University's Chemistry and Chemical Biology Department and two Chinese nationals have been charged in connection with aiding the People's Republic of China. The timing on this is very interesting.
But yeah, what's happening with that? Why are we not hearing anymore?
Because only people who are taking the time to dig a little deeper are finding out about this kind of stuff.
Hmm. Things that make you go, hmm.
Yeah, and this is a big, huh. So let me ask you this. Are you starting, you said you had a couple of consultations today and stuff. Are you starting to experience, since you do practice in that field, the stress on relationships? This is real.
So, no, actually, which I'm surprised about. A lot of people have reached out to me, like friends of mine are like, wow, you know, job security, you guys are probably having a lot of disgruntled spouses call. And so far, on a positive note, I look at that as a positive. Bad for business, positive for humanity, not really. We have not had a lot of domestic violence.
Good.
Not a lot of divorces. Most of the consultations we've been having are other areas of family law we deal with, like custody issues, child support issues, visitation issues, those types of things. I'm starting to see with a lot of my colleagues a lot more custodial problems. People are really getting antsy about, what do I do if my spouse is a first responder, or my spouse works in the hospital, or my spouse has been exposed to somebody? Do I still have to send my child for visitation? Those types of things.
Wow.
What is the answer
in a situation like that where a spouse...
Case by case. So let me say that everything, case by case.
Right.
But I think depending on your particular circumstances, from my perspective as a mother and an attorney, I think you have a good cause to say, yeah, why don't we be on the safe side, but let's try to work it out instead of just not sending your kid.
Right.
Have somebody assist you in working this out so that you can minimize the collateral damage and say, hey, John Doe and Jane Smith, you guys are both scared right now. Let's do what's in the best interest of your kid because we want to make sure everybody's safe.
Right.
So we're dealing with stuff like that. Here's the problem. Courts are still open and things are going to happen, but absent an emergency, because courts are dealing with genuine emergencies right now.
Right.
You're not going to get an immediate, you know, immediate hearing or immediate result. That's why I'm telling people, if you have an issue that's not an emergency, file it now so you get in line with everybody else so that your hearing gets set like it would as if life was going on as we know it.
Right.
Don't wait until, you know, June and July when all of this is behind us, and then now you're behind all those people that were smart enough to call and have consults and get in the waiting list before, if that makes sense.
Gotcha. Well, let's get your number out there. Delkin Tomlinson, available for consultation at 819-4810. The court system is open. They've, you know, magically adapted and very quickly to continue the business that needs to be done. And they also do all matters of family law. So 819-4810. The website is divorceformenalabama.com for Delkin Tomlinson, attorneys at law.
A representation is made that the quality of legal services performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
And attorneys who provide great company here for a few minutes in the afternoon during these trying times.
Well, thank you.
Really appreciate it.
I'll chat with y'all tomorrow.
Okay.
Thanks.
I don't mean to sound like a pickle puss, but I am... Hi, who's this? Hello?
Hi.
Yeah.
Is this the radio station?
It is.
It'd been nice if you had addressed that. Hey, there's a big pileup on the 6585 southbound interchange. Stay in the Day Street lane.
We announced that 20 minutes ago. Thank you. It'd be nice if you addressed that. Eric.
Hola.
Hola. I don't need that bull crap. You know? What's up, Eric?
Greg, you look very nice today. I want to get that out there right now.
Good man.
When Seth isn't here, you want to drop by, you can.
It'd be a bit of a commute for me right now. I'm in Georgia, so.
Oh. What's happening over there? Is it all shut down?
Man, these people are lost their friggin' mind. I just wanted to tell you, a guy that I work with, his dad had passed in Florida last week. From liver failure, and when he came back today, he said that he got marked down as a COVID case. The doctor was saying that anybody that dies short of a a wreck or a gunshot or some traumatic event was getting marked for called COD was COVID-19.
I don't understand why they're doing that.
Well, to scare
inflate the number of scared people? That's crazy.
Correct. That would be my guess. I mean, why else would you do it?
I can't think of a good reason.
I mean, didn't the CDC and the WHO for years and years and years separate pneumonia from flu during this time?
I believe that's standard operating procedure, yeah.
But now they're lumping everything together, and I think it's just for the shock factor. I can't think of anything.
The only reason they might have for doing that is the bigger the number gets, maybe the more people will follow social distancing and the other guidelines they put out. But little Dr. Fauci in his national TV show every afternoon and Dr. Birx wanting a national shutdown, no. Absolutely not. There's still 9 states that haven't shut down anything. I don't know what's going on in Georgia. They got it locked down over there, but they just opened their beaches yesterday. I don't understand how you do that. I mean, make up your frickin' mind. And they got to
report to the governor. I'm sorry.
Anyway, I'm out of time. I'm sorry.
All right, boss. Thank you.
Thanks, man.
Joe. Floors direct. What a segue. It only took me a year. And we finally got the carpeting that was destroyed by the great flood of 2019 replaced a week ago. And it looks fantastic. Georgia Floors Direct, observing all the COVID compliance restrictions. Their construction, you know, they've got houses. People are expecting to move in. So, yeah, they are open. And, in fact, if you want to do a consultation on the phone, always with them, I recommend a visit to their Facebook page because you really get a great overview of the store with 50 years of experience, the wholesale pricing in place, and the team of installers that does absolutely letter-perfect installations, whether it's carpet, tile, hardwood, laminate. They do all types of flooring. If you'd like, look them up on Facebook or just reach out by phone. You can do it by appointment as well. If the need for flooring is urgent and you want to get it done, they're still open for business with true wholesale pricing and great installs. Georgia Floors Direct on the Boulevard across from Lowe's. So you got to blow this pop stand.
Yeah, I got some stuff to do. My dude leaves at 5, and he's got to teach me what I got to do before he goes.
Well, it was good to have it for a little bit.
Thanks, man. I'm sorry. I'll be back Wednesday.
All right.
Yeah. We'll
look forward to that.
And I'll get here as soon as I can, you know.
I understand.
Thanks, man, very much.
All righty. It's about 355. The Dow finished up 1,600 points today. We'll find out what was driving that optimism when we talk to Brandt.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group with your Real Estate Minute. Interested in selling your house? Here are 5 ways to sell it fast. Number 1, price it to sell, not to sit. Number 1 reason homes don't sell is the price. Buyers have shopped the market and they know when a house is overpriced. Second reason houses stay on the market is condition. Your home needs to be in showroom condition from day one on the market. Professionally cleaning the home, paint where needed, and landscaping will go miles in getting your home sold in the marketplace. Number 3, to sell in this market, the seller must offer to pay a portion of the closing costs and prepaids. Number 4, stage the home. Remove clutter, simplify the home, open it up, show off the house. Number 5, use a local realtor to market your home. A realtor will sell your home faster and for more money than trying to sell it yourself. To get all the details and selling your home, call Bo Goodson at the Goodson Group, 551-0225, or my personal email, bogoodson@charter.net.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air is open and here for you. Dixie is working with increased safety practices. From our family to yours, let's keep our homes and businesses safe. Visit calldixie.com.
Call Dixie and it's done.
License number 15033.
For the one standing guard. For the eagle-eyed. For the knights in shining armor. And for all those who support them. We are Grainger. Offering supplies and solutions for every industry, plus free access to specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
We're facing uncertain times, but Navy Federal Credit Union wants you to know we have your back, and we remain committed to serving all of our members all of the time. That means you can access and manage your accounts from our mobile app and website with no monthly service fees. Additionally, you can get in touch with our world-class member service. For 87 years, we've covered our members in good times and bad, serving active duty, veterans, and their families. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Insured by NCUA.
A highly placed politician talks about the Health and Wealth Show.
Nobody's ever seen anything like this.
The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. Weeknights at 6 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Time for traffic.
Good afternoon. This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. If you are on I-85 southbound merging to I-65 southbound, the 65 southbound ramp is closed. We have an overturned 18-wheeler on the ramp right now. You cannot get through from 85 southbound to 65 southbound. If you're traveling on I-65 coming across the River Bridge through downtown Montgomery, I-65 is open southbound, but you can't get there from 85 southbound, all right? Just to be clear, we have traffic backed up from the ramp all the way back to South Court Street at this time. Elsewhere around the city, we have light to mostly moderate traffic, a little bit of congestion around the boulevard at the major intersections.